We celebrate you. Welcome to Lofty Heights Christian Center, a ministry that exists to raise kingdom influencers. As a church, we emphasize three things: the Word, the integrity of it and its ability to transform, the Holy Spirit, His power and demonstration of the same, and love. Love for God, for yourself, and for others. You are about to experience God's undiluted Word from God's servant. Get ready for a transformation.
Welcome to Upsurge Day 1. Hallelujah. I thought you'd be more excited than that. Please celebrate God very well. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to celebrate our daddy in the house, Pastor PK. We celebrate you, sir. And can you celebrate Pastor Wale Tejumade as well? Hallelujah. All right, thank you for this opportunity. So I have 16 minutes. Amen. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. All right, so this year we're talking about, what's our theme for the year? Zeal of the Lord. It's still our year of the zeal of the Lord. And I was praying for, you know, the program that Peter just gave, said it's the zeal of the Lord. And then I had to go sort, see God's face myself, like, okay, what do you want me to share at Upsurge this year? And the Lord said to me, I just heard my spirit, the Lord my defender. Hallelujah. The Lord my defender. And who is a defender? A defender is someone who would defend you or defend something. But in this case, we're talking about we as his children. So God is saying to us this year, I'm going to be zealous for you and I'm going to fight your battles for you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God is fighting my battles for me this year. I will not have to struggle. I will not have to do it on my own. Hallelujah. So our anchor scripture will be from Deuteronomy 32 verse 4. And I'm reading from the Good News Translation. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4. In case you have that media, but if you don't, I'm reading from Good News Translation. It says, the Lord is your mighty defender, perfect and just in all his ways. Your God is faithful and true. Can you hear that? My God, your God is faithful and true. He does what is right and fair. Now, a defender is also a protector. It's someone who protects you. It's someone who preserves your destiny. A defender is someone who guards you. A defender is someone who keeps you. A defender is someone who sponsors you. I love that one. A defender is someone who sponsors. He's ready to sponsor me this year. It does not matter how much is in my account. I am propagating God's the word of the Lord throughout the city, throughout the nations. Amen. So he is my sponsor. It is not about that salary you are earning. That salary is not enough to cover the bills. Trust me. But there's a way God breathes upon it. So this year, God is saying to us, I'll be zealous for you so much that I will sponsor you. I will sponsor you in all that you want to do. All you need to do is do what? Commit it into my hands. Who is also a defender? A defender is someone who supports. He supports us. When men turn us down, when they disappoint us, when they break our hearts, when the hurt comes, when the offense comes, the Holy Spirit is the one that supports us. Hallelujah. God shows us his jealousy for us by being faithful and just. The zeal of the Lord will defend you always. Reminds me of the story of the Israelites. When Joshua sent the spies to spy the land of Jericho, and they met Rahab, the prostitute. They met Rahab, but God used Rahab for them. Joshua 2, 9 to 11. Joshua chapter 2 from verse 9 to 11. In the New Living Translation media, please help me here. Joshua 2, 9 to 11. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So it says, before the spies went to sleep that night, Rahab went up on the roof to talk with them. Verse 9, I know the Lord has given you this land. That was Rahab speaking to the spies and telling them, we know that God is with you. This year, it will be obvious that God is with you. It will be obvious that you carry God's grace. Kalabashataya. She said, we know that God is with you. I know the Lord has given you this land. She told them, we are all afraid of you. Everyone in the land is living in terror. God is going to terrorize your enemies this year. I'm telling you, God is going to terrorize your enemies this year. He said, everyone is living in terror, for we have heard how the Lord made a dry path for you through the Red Sea. She was recounting what God did for them. Hallelujah. How he made a path for you from through the Red Sea. When you left Egypt, and we know what you did to Seo and Og, the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan River, whose people you completely destroyed. Verse 11 says, no wonder our hearts have melted in fear. No one has the courage to fight after hearing such things. Who, then, they're not born you well. You want to dare my God? Then, I'm sorry, I'll take that back. So, for the non-Canadians among us. Amen. What I'm saying is, you dare not. When God has given you possession, for some of you, this year, the Lord is going to be showing you the things that you need to do. He's going to be giving you instructions on what to do. And you need to go in your might. Go in, I mean, the strength that he has given to you. Because I just told us that he's our supporter. So anything you want to do this year, have it in your mind that I have a defender. I have someone who is my defense. Hallelujah. And so it says, Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. So what are we saying? She was recounting to them and telling them that I've heard so much about what God has done for you, the Israelites, and stuff like that. Meaning, God is going to use me to bless you guys. Hallelujah. God is going to use me mightily to bless you guys. But I feel that Rahab used wisdom by going to meet them, trying to, you know, cajole them that I know you want to come and destroy us here, but count me out of it. Just remove me. Because I know God is with you and I'm not going to deny it. Just like people will not be able to deny it this year that God is with me. They will be the one coming to tell you and saying, I know, what's your secret? They'll be asking you for your secrets, and then you tell them, it's God that is fighting my battles for me. That boss at work that is stressing your life, that anytime you do anything, whether you know how to do it or not, there's always a complaint. The Lord will sort you out this year. But make sure you are diligent at work though. Make sure you are diligent at work. But there are some times that they just stress you. You have an employer, whether you do your reports well or you don't do your reports well, they're just always picking on you. If there's anyone like that, the Lord is going to fight your battles for you. If they stress you too much, it's either they remove that person or you get promotion or you get another job. Amen. You don't sound like you believe it. Hallelujah. This year, if we want to ride on the zeal of the Lord, we must follow instructions. I think I mentioned this on Sunday. If you want God to be zealous for you this year, like Peter mentioned to us at the crossover, God is ready to be jealous for us. He's ready to back us up. But we need to obey instruction. You need to follow instruction. He told the same children of Israel, championed by Joshua, he said, go surround the wall of Jericho. He gave them specific instruction. I love God so much. God is so detailed. And you need to make sure you follow it to the letter. He's so detailed. He said, go for 6 days, go round the wall of Jericho. I'll give you the scripture for that. Go round the wall of Jericho for 6 days, for 6 days. And on the seventh day, you go around that same wall 7 times. Very detailed. So this year, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. When he's giving instruction and saying, this is the way you should do it, don't struggle. Don't struggle. Pay attention. When God says, call that person, don't delay. Call that person. Be sensitive in the spirit. You know, I mentioned it on Sunday. This year is not a year to joke. This year is a year for prayer, for word, studying of the word, and fasting, waiting upon him. Because it is when you are seeking God that he will even be zealous for you. God cannot be zealous for anyone who is not seeking his face. How do you want to get instructions when you are not zealous? But I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You find that story in Joshua 6, verse 1 to 5, in the New King James Version. How they marched around the city of Jericho. And of course, God gave them victory. On the last day, after they followed. And guess what? Joshua, very instrumental. Joshua will give the instruction, this is what the Lord has said we should do. So sometimes, we're a man of God, is saying, this is what we need to do this year. Please make sure we obey. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I'm sorry I'm rushing. I don't have much time. Stand still and know that He is God. Allow God to be jealous for you. Stand still. That stand still is saying, recognize and understand that God is God. Recognize and understand that you have a Father who will defend you. Stand still in the midst of that problem. Some people are already experiencing stress from the beginning of the year. Today is January 26th. January is gone, as gone can gone. By Sunday, January is over. But God is saying, I will be zealous for you so much, I need you to be still. You need to know that I am your creator. You are my creation. I will fight your battles for me, but be still in my presence. Be still. Don't carry the matter on your don't try to defend yourself. And this is not a matter of you going to pray and say, my enemies die. I'm not saying you shouldn't pray. You pray, but guess what? You don't even have time for the devil. You don't have time praying, die for the devil. What you should do, just spend time communicating with God, and then He gives you instruction on what to do. Then God is saying to you, I will fight your battles for you. You just be still in my presence. Your own assignment this year, Kingdom Influencers, is to stand still in His presence. Spend time at His feet and watch Him show up for you. Hallelujah. You find that in Psalm 46 verse 10 in the Amplified Classic. It says, let be and be still. And know, recognize and understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the air. You know how I summarize this for myself? The way it hits me. The Lord's got my back. You know how Victoria Reza sang that song? I get back, you know. The Lord has my back this year. That's what it means. The Lord will defend me so much that when tongues are rising up against me in judgment, they will be condemned. Hallelujah. Psalm 62, verse 5 to 7. I'm wrapping up here. I'll continue my part 2 tomorrow by God's grace, if Jesus tarries. Psalm 62, verse 5 to 7, New King James Version. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. Hallelujah. My expectation is from Him, not from any man. This year, 2024, my expectation is on Him because I my face is on Him like a flint. Hallelujah. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. Look at that. He is my defense. We're still talking about the Lord, our defender. He is my defense. He's zealous for me so much, I shall not be moved this year. I shall not be moved. It does not matter what that situation is. I refuse to be moved. That should be the posture. It should be ringing in my brain that the Lord is my defense, so I cannot be moved by any situation. It does not matter what the devil tries to do this year. Him and his demons, they will all fail. Because the word of God tells me, I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. The Lord is my defense. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. And my refuge is in God. I shall not be moved this year. One of the ways you will also know that God is your defender is when how He strengthens you so much in the midst of trials. That's one of the ways you will know that God is really defending you. God is really backing you up. God is really supporting you. God is really preserving you. You will just experience the strength that you cannot explain. You have projects to do this year. Everybody have plans. You have goals. You have things you want to achieve. Can I announce to you, go back home, look at those plants, but recognize that you cannot do it by yourself. You need the defender. You need who? You need the defender. You need the person of the Holy Spirit to help you. Begin to tell you, this is the project you want to do this year. Okay, have you done research? begins to give you instructions on things to do. Have you called this person? Have you got to confirm from this person? Oh, this person has an experience in this area. He begins to tell you what to do. So it's not only defending you against your enemies, it's also defending you, it's supporting you to achieve those things you need to achieve this year. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I'll do take just this last point before I wrap up and just we'll just pray for a few minutes. God would defend a zealous person. God would defend a person with a humble heart. That's another thing we need to know. You want to experience him as your defense, your heart needs to be right. I've said this countless times. The way the Holy Spirit works with us is with our hearts. You want him to defend you this year. Make sure that you are humble enough. Scripture says in James 4 verse 10, New Living Translation, it says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up in honor. There's a posture of humility that God wants us to do this year. You don't say you have arrived. You have not arrived yet. We only arrive when we get to Jesus' feet. Amen. Yes, our path continues to shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. But let your heart be humble. Let God see that you know that you are not trying to do things by your strength, or you feel that you are so intelligent, or you are so eloquent in speech, or it is because you have so much degrees that you can achieve the things you want to achieve. No. Let him see that you, even with everything that you achieved, I still come before you, Lord, and I submit myself to you. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can we just quickly pray? Hallelujah. Is it okay we just stand and pray for a few minutes? My time is up. Just ask the Lord, Father, you are my defense. You are my defense. Help me, help me, help me. Open my eyes this year. Open my eyes this year. Help me to walk with you this year. Help me to remember that you are my defender. Help me to remember that you are the one who would support me this year. Help me to remember that you are my strength this year. Oh, help me to remember that you are the one who preserves my destiny. In the midst of that trial, whatever it is that I might be going through, help me, oh God, in 2024, that my mind remembers that you are my defense, that you are my preserver, that you, Lord, are my supporter, that you, Lord, are the one that fights my battles for me, that you are the one who gives me clarity. In the name of Jesus, Sakoba Shatara Baba, Reba Kosotorobo Shadayarabase, Erene Koba Seketelebo Shadayababa. Thank you, King of Glory, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I celebrate you.
We trust God that this ministration blessed your life tremendously. Do share your testimony and experience with us by emailing us at hello@myloftyheightsglobal.org. For more life transforming messages from our ministry, please visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also stay connected with us across our social media platforms at My Lofty Heights. To give to our ministry, please visit our website. We love you, we honor you, and we celebrate you.